हेलो अनुभव जी, आई थिंक वी हैव लॉस्ट अनुभव जी, जस्ट गिव मी फ्यू मिनट्स, लेट मी चेक। हेलो अनुभव जी,
यस हेलो
या यस अनुभव जी, वी कैन स्टार्ट।
या ओके डिड अर्जुन एंड जयमिन डू मंगलाचरण? आई जस्ट गॉट कट ऑफ, आई जस्ट जॉइन बैक।
नो नो, नथिंग हैज बीन स्टार्टेड अनुभव जी।
ओके विल जॉइन आवर हैंड्स, क्लोज आवर आईज। जयमिन नमोकार मंत्र एंड अर्जुन चित्तारे मंगल पाठ स्टार्ट।
ॐ नमो रिहन्तारं, नमो सिद्धारं, नमो आर्यारं, नमो वज्रायणं, नमो लोये सवसाहुनं, यशो पंच नमोकारो सर्व पाप पनाशनो मंगलारं के सवेसी परमं हवाय मंगलम्।
चित्तारी मंगलम्, अरिहंत मंगलम्, सिद्धा मंगलम्, साधु मंगलम्, केवली पनतो दमो मंगलम्। चित्तारी लघुत्तमा, अरिहंता लघुत्तमा, सिद्धा लघुत्तमा, साधु लघुत्तमा, केवली पनतो दमो लघुत्तमा। चित्तारी शरणं पावजामि, अरिहंता शरणं पावजामि, सिद्ध शरणं पावजामि, साधु शरणं पावजामि, केवली पनतो दमो शरणं पावजामि।
Okay, very good. Okay, in the last class, what we did is we resolved to learn this Dev Stuti. Okay, and you promised me that you will be telling me the first four stanzas at least. Arush, Natasha, Arjun, Dia, did you learn? Oh God, devoid of attachments. Hello.
I memorized the first slide, but I think I forgot to memorize the next one.
Okay, how many do you remember? The only
first slide.
You all told me that you'll be learning it. Okay, fine. Arush, did you learn? Only two stanzas. Okay, Natasha.
Before last class, I only remembered the first two stanzas. I this week I practiced the third one, so I think I have it down, most of it.
So you kind of have memorized three stanzas, right? Okay, Dia, how many? Dia?
Five.
Okay. Jaimin, how many do you remember? Devstuti, how many slides do you remember?
The first one.
Only the first one. Okay, Jeremy, you're not in the last class, right?
No.
Yeah, okay, in the last class I gave everybody this homework that we have to learn this poem within 2 or 3 weeks. So today is the end of 1 week. And most of us have not done the homework. What should we do now?
Anubhav ji, I was here
Well, last week.
You were not there the last week?
Yeah, I wasn't there last week.
Archer, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, so Natasha, Arush and Dia were there. Okay, in the last session also we did one story. Anybody remembers? Dia, Natasha, Arush?
No.
No. We... I asked you some question and I told you to think over it. What is it? The biggest sin or something. No, nobody remembers?
No.
Oh. Dia, you? It's a? Sorry, dear, what?
Jhoot.
Okay, what was the story? But, dear, we all forgot the story. Tell us the story. It was about some two people name starting with P. Correct? Hello.
I don't remember Hello. That story.
You don't remember that story? Yeah, what, Natasha?
Yeah, we don't remember it either, unfortunately.
Okay, what did we do in the last class? Now who remembers that? Anything of the last class?
I think that we went over the skit that we did with the...
We learned about Mahavir Bhagwan and Adinath Bhagwan. We revised about Adinath Bhagwan and we learned a little about Mahavir Bhagwan. Correct. What else?
I think we went over things like accumulation, lying and stealing.
Yes, okay. We revised the name of those five sins as well. And then?
We did the story and then there was a question homework.
So are you sure there was a story?
Yeah, we did the story.
Okay, meanwhile, could you recall the name of the birthplace of Mahavir Bhagwan, Arush? Where did Mahavir Bhagwan take birth?
In Ayodhya?
I'll repeat. Where did Mahavir Bhagwan take birth? Arush, sure, Ayodhya?
I don't know.
Okay. Natasha, where did he take birth?
Mahavir Bhagwan or Adinath?
Mahavir Bhagwan.
I don't remember.
Okay. Arjun and Jaimin won't be knowing. By any chance, do you know Arjun, Jaimin?
Wasn't it in the skit that we did?
No, it wasn't there in the skit.
Oh.
But anyways, you can search for it. If you get it, it's fine.
What was the question?
The question is the birthplace of Mahavir Bhagwan. What was it? In which city did he take birth? No? Arjun Jamin, you don't know?
No.
Okay. Dia, do you remember?
Kundalpur.
Arush, Natasha, Ring, Sunny Bells. Kundalpur, okay. So generally, what is the rule where all the Tirthankaras take birth and from where they go to Moksha? What is the general rule? Does anybody remembers? Like all the 24 Tirthankaras, they take birth in same place. What is it? Okay, so simply we remember nothing. Okay. So I'll revise it this time again. And next time onwards, we'll have to... Yes?
Hello? Last week I missed class, but the week before I feel like we reviewed this and you said that all the Dankars were supposed to be born in Ayodhya, but after one
yes.
Dankar started being born in all different places.
Yeah. Why? Because why this happened this time? Do you remember that? Why it happened this time?
I remember why.
Yeah, it happened because of we discussed about the time. There are exceptions happening in this time. Correct? Like, so we have six periods. First Kal, second Kal, six Kals we have, right? We learned it. Right?
Right.
The first. Okay, so in the fourth Kal, Tirthankaras happened. But what happened this time in the end of the third Kal, in the end of the third period, okay? Adinath Bhagwan took birth in the third period only. Generally, Tirthankaras take birth in the fourth period, fourth part of the time, correct? So it's known as Mundav Sarpani Kal. Okay, we don't have to remember this name, but it's because of the time that this happened this time. It comes after these weird things happen really after a very, very, very long time. Okay, it's like after infinite time. So this time, this is it. So what happened this time that all Tirthankaras did not take birth at the same place. That is Ayodhya. So Adinath Bhagwan, he took birth in Ayodhya. Fine. Mahavir Bhagwan, he did not take birth in Ayodhya. He took birth where? He took birth in Kundalpur. So Mahavir Bhagwan born in Kundalpur. Correct? Everybody is fine with this? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Anybody has any questions?
No.
No, correct. So he born at Kundalpur. Now from where did he go to Moksha? What is the rule from where all the Tirthankaras go to Moksha? Now if you can recall. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, from where? Anybody remembers from where all the Tirthankaras go to Moksha? What is the general rule? They all take birth in Ayodhya. So from where do they go to Moksha?
Pavapur.
Achha, so Adinath Bhagwan went to Moksha from Pavapur.
Mahavir Bhagwan went to Moksha.
Yeah, so I'm asking what is the general rule that all the 24 Tirthankaras will go Moksha from this place. Is there any place decided?
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya is something from where they take birth. I am asking about from where they become Siddha, they go to Moksha.
Sammeshikar.
Sammeshikar, exactly. They all are supposed to go moksha from Sammeshikar. Therefore, we call Sammeshikar eternal Nirvana Kshetra or eternal Siddha Kshetra. From there, all the Tirthankaras go moksha from there, from time infinite, all the 24 Tirthankaras as and when happening in their times. They go moksha from there, they go moksha from Sammeshikar only. So therefore, it is also called eternal Nirvana Kshetra or eternal Siddha place from where the Siddha go. So, but what happened this time? Adinath Bhagwan and Nadi Bhagwan, including four Tirthankaras. So now four Tirthankaras out of 24, they did not go moksha from Sammeshikar. Only 20 Tirthankaras went moksha from Sammeshikar. So Adinath Bhagwan went moksha from where? From where did Adinath Bhagwan go to moksha?
Mount Kailash.
Mount Kailash, exactly, very good. And from where Mahavir Bhagwan go to moksha, as Natasha rightly said, what is it?
Pavapur,
exactly, Pavapur. So, Adinath Bhagwan took birth at Ayodhya, Mahavir Bhagwan took birth at Kundalpur, and Adinath Bhagwan went to moksha from Pavapur, correct? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so I said it correctly. Adinath Bhagwan went moksha from Pavapur and Mahavi Bhagwan went moksha from Mount Kailash. Correct? Yes. Correct or not? Hello, are you getting my voice? Yeah, so what I said is correct. Natasha, Arush, Tia, anybody at least say yes or no, please.
What was the question?
Question. Are you getting my voice clearly? All of you?
Kind of
what? What is the problem? Tell me.
The voice is lagging.
Lagging as in?
Like, it's going very, like, slowly. Like, we can hear, like, big pauses and stretches between.
Okay. Let me check. Dia, Arjun, Jamin.
Yeah, this is much clearer.
Now it is much clearer. For
yeah.
Everybody, Natasha, it is fine now. Okay. Yeah, so I said that Adinath Bhagwan took birth in Ayodhya. Mahavir Bhagwan took birth in Kundalpur. And Adinath Bhagwan went moksha from Pavapur. And Mahavir Bhagwan went moksha from Kailash. Am I correct?
Can you repeat it?
Oh my god. Okay, I'll repeat it for the last time. I'm just confirming that Adinath Bhagwan went to moksha from Pavapur and Mahavir Bhagwan went to moksha from Mount Kailash. Correct?
Yes.
No? Correct, right, Arjun?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Yeah, Natasha, correct?
No, I think you switched it around.
Yeah. I was just checking who is listening, and Arjun, I guess, is not listening. Adinath Bhagwan went moksha from Pavapur or Mount Kailash? Mount Kailash. And Mahavir Bhagwan has gone moksha from Pavapur. And I switched it around. Chalo, okay. What I'm giving you today is this homework to learn at least 4 slides of this, Sthiti. It's a homework, and if you don't learn it in the next class, we'll only do this in the next class. We'll not proceed anywhere forward. So, what is the homework in the next class?
To memorize at least 4 of the 4 stanzas of the Devasvati poem.
Yeah, for everybody it is, okay? Hello, are we agreeing on this? Or anybody wants a special provision like no 3 stanzas or 2 stanzas? We all can learn these, how many lines? 12 lines, which are a half line, so it comes down to 6. Out of which we already remember like 4 lines, so we have to remember only 12 lines exactly, right? Can we learn 4 stanzas in a week? Is it too much? Am I asking for? Hello, say something, please.
I think it's too much.
Okay. Natasha Arush, can you learn 4 slides in a week?
4 slides?
Yeah, the first 4 slides of Dev Stuti. Can you learn in a week, and can you tell us all in the next week?
Yes.
Okay, Jamin, you can as well. Hello.
Can I do 3?
Can I do 3? You're saying can I do 3?
Yeah.
Okay, how many do you remember at this time?
1.
So 1, so effectively we'll be only doing 2, correct? I'm asking you to remember additional 3 only. So we should learn, we get to learn the 4 slides.
Okay.
So you want to do 3? Can you do 3 perfectly?
Yeah.
Okay, so do try to do 3 perfectly and 4th one as much as you can, okay? So we all will try to learn 3 and 4. So whatever number you get to learn, okay? We have to learn it, but try to learn all the 4. But in any case, you should at least learn all the 3, first 3. Okay, fine. So we'll come back to the story again, which we all have forgotten. Okay. I'll start. It's not a story, it's a question. So you have to listen carefully. It's a situation. So we all need to start. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, anybody.
Okay, now. What happened? There are 2 people with the same name, P. Okay, they have the name starting with a P. Okay, so now what happens, this one person has a suit to get, you know, to be put into laundry. So he takes it to the laundry man and gave it to him in the morning. The other person also comes and he also have to give a suit, and his suit is identical to the earlier person. So he also has to give it to the laundry, so he also give it to the laundry person. Now what happens, in the next morning, when the laundry is supposed to be, you know, ready for them to take it, that other person who came into the evening, he comes to collect his clothes, and the laundryman mistakenly gives him the clothes of the other person. So this person takes it and he goes to his home back and he wears it and he is now very fine with the clothes. The moment this other person arrives in the laundryman, he looks at the clothes and he realizes, oh, it's not my clothes. So he tells the laundryman, this is not my code. So laundryman starts thinking, what happened? This is not your code, then who? So he just recalls, oh, I have mistakenly given it to the other person. So this person, he goes, he approaches that other person. Hello, are you all listening?
Yes.
Okay. So he is approaching the other person. And when he approaches another person, he asks him, see, what you're hearing is not yours, it's mine. So that person says, what are you saying? He says, no, this is my clothes that you're wearing. That person says, oh, who are you? This is my clothes. So they kind of start fighting. So he says, he starts convincing him that, no, this is my clothes. He says, no, this is my clothes. I just laundried it. I just got it laundried and now I'm wearing it. So they are both kind of fighting, okay? It's like a real anger. Now they both take a pause and this person whose quote actually is, he tells, okay, we stop here. Just don't do anything. Just look at the, just look behind the arms of this shirt, of the suit. So he looks at the, behind the arms of the suit. Okay, he turns it a little bit. And what does he see? There is a name and carved there. It's a P. So he realizes, the other person, that, oh, in my suit there was no such P. And the moment he realizes that, what happens? He's no more fighting. And he just realized, oh, this is not my suit. And he started saying, sorry. Okay? And he starts saying sorry. So he is now the person who was fighting for that suit, suddenly starts giving back that suit to the person the suit actually belongs to, without any anger, without anything. My question is, why was he angry? What made him angry? And what made his anger disappear? Did you get my question?
Yes.
You, Arjun Jaimin, did you get my question?
Yeah.
Okay, they were fighting over the same suit. Then he told him that there is a sign on my suit. He looked at it. He realized, oh, my suit didn't have the sign. So now what is he doing? He's returning with an apology. So why is he apologizing for that? What happened? What is the thing that was making them do lie? Because he was lying. He was telling the things which was not his, as his thing. So what is it because of which he was doing anger and he was speaking lie? He kind of did a theft that he almost, taken over other people's property, other person's suit. He almost took over. So it is again a theft. He was accumulating it. So what was it? What is the sin in this? What sin because of which he was doing all other sins? My question is, now tell me, what is the tragedy that he is having? What happened?
Call accidentally dropped on my end.
What? Say it, Arush.
Okay. Is it Parigraha?
Okay, what Parigraha? See, explain it, whatever you say. Very good, it is Parigraha. Parigraha means accumulation, correct. Okay, there are five sins, okay? First five sins. Name of the five sins are Hinsa, Jhoot, Chori, Kushil, Parigraha. Okay, Hinsa is violence, Jhoot is what? Falsehood, telling lies, yeah. Then Chori is a theft, okay, stealing things. Then Kushil is wrong intentions, and Parigraha is accumulation. May we never do the stealing. We did it in the Dev Stuti, right? So these are the five sins. Now I am saying there is a sin because of which all the sins are happening in this story. What is it? Because of that he left all the sins, he left his anger, he started apologizing. What was the thing which made him do all these sins, and what was the thing which, because of which all that stopped? What do you think?
Parigraha.
Okay, Natasha thinks Parigraha. Natasha, can you elaborate how Parigraha is fitting in? Very good, you said Parigraha.
Yeah, Parigraha accumulation, and in the story that you told us, the person who wrongfully said that the suit was his wanted the suit in the first place. So he had his eye on someone else's belongings.
Are but dear Natasha. Okay, who else? Who else? Okay, I will come back to Natasha in a short while. Okay, Natasha, well said. Yeah, anybody else? What?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello,
sorry,
anybody?
Connected for a second.
Yeah, okay. Anybody? What is the sin that he's doing? What is bad? Why? What made him be sorry? And what was his mistake earlier? Just tell me that. It's very simple. You all know that.
Wrong intentions?
Wrong intentions? Like what?
Because he was trying to keep the suit because he thought that it was his, and when he saw
so
that.
What is okay? We will think it logically. Okay, okay. If I and Arjun go to laundry, Arjun is starting with A, and Anubhav is starting with A, and we have identical suits. Okay, so now that laundry person has switched her clothes, he did the mistake. So Arjun is wearing mine, I am wearing Arjun's. So what wrong intentions did I have? Do I wanted to take Arjun's clothes, or they mistakenly come to me?
They mistakenly came to you?
So it's not my mistake, correct? It's not my mistake. So now if Arjun comes, approaches me, that that you're wearing is mine. So definitely I'll feel angry. Why? Because I have given it to a laundryman and laundryman has given me back and it's mine. How can you say it's yours? So what do you think is my mistake? Did I do any mistake? If any mistake at all has been done, is by the laundryman.
It wasn't your mistake. But what I was saying is...
But why am I getting angry? Then why you are saying that I have done any of the theft or any of the accumulation?
I was saying because it was... You were fighting for... If I said that that was my jacket... Then I would know that it was my jacket, but you would be defending it because we have two identical suits, and you would think that it was actually yours, whereas I think it's actually mine, and it would be. There's the intentions are wrong.
We both will be fighting. We both will be fighting. So what do you think is the sin happening here? Because of which we are fighting, what thing happened, what is the root cause? I just want you all to reach to that root cause. We are closer, very good. It was not our mistake. We did not replace we did not switch the suits, right? It was the laundryman's mistake. Still, we are at fault, right? So what is it that is making us in a fault?
Right?
Correct. What?
Pride,
okay, no, something which is making us to feel pride, what is it? I want you to think a little deeper. why we are fighting for what? No, this is my suit. No, this is my suit. No, this is my suit. So Anubhav is saying, wearing Arjun's suit, that, oh, this is my suit. This is my suit. So is Anubhav correct?
Because of the rag of coat.
Because of the rag of coat. Okay. What is a rag, Diya? What do you mean by rag?
Liking.
Okay.
Attachment.
Okay. So see, Diya, if I had my suit as well, I would have liked it, correct? If I was wearing my suit and he was wearing his. So then also we will have the rag, but we will not be fighting. But we are fighting here. I am asking you why we are fighting here. What is making us fight?
Is it because of greed?
Again, the pride and greed have come. No, what will greed do? It's a suit. If it's mine, I'll wear it and I'll say it, it's mine. Anything else? Anything? Something is there that we are missing in. Why are they fighting? Accumulation is also there. Accumulation is what? I am wearing my suit. So if I wear my and you wear yours, we do not fight. Correct? I am okay. I am here sitting at my home wearing my clothes. You are there sitting at your home wearing your clothes. Do we fight over clothes ever? We are like for more than 1.5 years together. In class we come again. So do we ever fight on our clothes? We don't fight, but we have accumulated our clothes, correct? So I'm telling you, I'm asking you, accumulation was earlier as well, and after saying sorry, after apologizing, they also have their clothes with them. What is it because of which they were fighting?
There was a misunderstanding.
Yes, misunderstanding. What was the misunderstanding? Very good. Very close, very close. Say.
So basically the first person, like the person whose suit it wasn't, thought that it was his suit, but in reality it wasn't, just because the suit looked like his suit.
Yeah. So, very good, very good. So what happened?
What
did somebody say from the background? What?
Is it Mithyatva?
Yeah, what is Mithyatva, Diya? What do you mean by Mithyatva? Okay, stop, Diya. No, Diya. Who remembers what is Mithyatva? Anybody remembers this name? Mithyatva? Wrong belief. Now can you apply this wrong belief into the situation? Is this anyone can apply this wrong belief definition into the situation? I am wearing the suit of Arjun. But what do I believe? That it is my suit. So if my belief is not wrong?
Yes.
Is it wrong? Correct. I am wearing the suit of Arjun. And what am I believing? It's my suit. And Arjun is saying, no, it's mine. So I'm saying, no, it's mine. And Arjun is saying, no, it's mine. So we both are fighting. Why we are fighting? Because I have believed that Arjun's suit is mine. So my belief is not what is actuality, reality. So my belief is wrong. So this whole fight is happening because of what? One wrong belief, one misunderstanding. Exactly. Natasha, it's a misunderstanding and we name it as Mithyatva. So all the sins we do are because of this Mithyatva. In the moment, I see the sign. Oh, it's A of Arjun. It was not in my suit. So suddenly, all my mithyatva gets broken down. It just gets, you know, it just gets disappear. Why? Oh, my suit didn't have that. Oh, it cannot be my suit. In the moment I realize it's not my suit, am I fighting now? No. All the things that I was doing earlier, they disappeared. At what moment? The moment when I realized, oh, I am wrong. It's not the way things are. So the moment my mithyatva gets corrected, my wrong beliefs get corrected, I realize, no, it's Arjun suit. I am not anymore fighting. I am very humble. I am saying sorry. Oh, sorry. It was my mistake. So what is the main root cause of all the sins?
Wrong belief
is the father of all sins. If I say that, am I being any wrong? Correct? Can we not say now mithyatva, wrong belief, as the father of all sins? Because of mithyatva, we all were fighting. Correct?
Yes.
Correct. Now we generalize the situation. So this was the case with Anubhav and Arjun only. Now what else about we all do so many sins every day? Many people, they steal things. So robberies are happening in cities. Many people, they kill actually the people. So many people doing the violence. So are they also doing it because of mithyatva? Now we are generalizing it. We did it in one example. Now, but in real world, is everybody doing all the sins because of mithyatva?
Can you please repeat?
I'm saying this is one story we applied this logic that yes, he had wrong belief and therefore he was fighting. His wrong belief got corrected, therefore he was not fighting. But I'm saying, does this thing apply to real world as well? Do people really do sins because they have mithyatva? Can you prove it by any chance? You can take any example, you just prove it. That does it really apply in real world? Got my question?
Yes.
Okay. How will you prove it in real world? This is an imaginary situation. Anubhav and Arjun are never going to the same laundry man. I'm asking the people in the real world, when they do sins, is it because of mithyatva they are doing, or it is just they are doing, they are happening? And if because of mithyatva, so how do you explain it?
I feel that wearing good dress and putting nail polish will make me beautiful, but it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Acha, so Diya, you think wearing a bad dress will make you look beautiful?
What was that, Anubhav? I'm sorry, I did not get that.
Wait. Dia, we are very correct. Okay, we'll just come to reverse. We explain the question to everybody. Arjun and Arush and Jamin and Natasha, all of you, the question is, what we just discussed and concluded is based on an imaginary situation. Anubhav and Arjun, on somebody from starting with P going to a laundryman. I am asking now, this is conclusion what we brought out, that yeah, it is mithyatva based on which all other sins are happening. But is it the case in real life as well? Those people who did robbery or those people who did violence, do they really do on the impression of mithyatva, or they just do it? Can you prove it in the real life as well? My question is. Okay, Arjun, so Diya is explaining us that how we are doing all other sins because of mithyatva only.
May I answer the question?
Wait, Diya is answering and then meanwhile you all listen to Diya and also keep thinking your answer. Okay, Diya, very good. So Diya is saying that if, yeah, Diya, okay, you only say it, what you're saying.
That by wearing good dress and putting nail polish, it will make us beautiful. But it's wrong belief.
Okay, so if I wear bad dress, will I look good?
That's wrong belief.
No, you're saying wearing a good dress will make me look beautiful. So that's a wrong belief. I'm asking if I wear a bad dress, will it make me look beautiful then?
That's also a wrong belief.
Then what is the right belief? I cannot wear a good dress, I cannot wear a bad dress. So what is the wrong belief here? What is the belief here, correct one? See, there are people who wear... Yeah, exactly. We see our beauty from the body. Body's beauty. Beauty of the body, we find it ours beauty. But it's not. So just because I have thought that this body is me, so I have this belief now that if I get good clothes, I look beautiful. Just because of one misunderstanding that this body is mine, I'm doing now every sin. I'm doing robbery because I want to have new, I'm doing accumulation because I want to look beautiful, so I'm doing accumulation. I'll purchase new dresses, I'll purchase new nail polishes. Okay, so if I purchase nail polish, again it is made up with a process which is involving very much violence, so I'm doing violence as well. So just one wrong belief that I am this body and this body should look beautiful, therefore I should look beautiful. I'm doing this all. I'm doing violence by, you know, doing by applying the materials which involve violence or himsa. I tell lie to people that, am I looking beautiful? Yes, I am looking beautiful. I lie to people. I do robbery. I even think of stealing things which are good, which I find very, you know, which moves me, like which I find them very tempting. I do wrong intentional things and I do accumulation, which we all are doing. We want good dresses, we want good, you know, we want good hair clips, or we want good school bag, good books. Why? Because we have this wrong belief. Okay, Arjun, how do you explain it? Excellent, Diya. How do you explain it? Yeah.
I think that wrong belief, wrong knowledge, it can be applied in many cases, but in some cases, for say robbery or theft, sometimes it cannot be explained. Say I see my dad wearing my watch, but it's just his watch that looks exactly like mine, and I steal it, then I have wrong intention there and I have wrong belief there. But say I just steal something just because I want to steal it and it looks good, then it may not be wrong belief. It may be passion and pride and greed.
Exactly what we are discussing, Arjun. No. Hold on. Arjun is saying that it is only in some cases that we have a wrong belief. In other cases, we just do a sin. Is it correct? Arjun, okay, we'll take again the situation that you find a watch very tempting and now you want to take it. So you steal it, okay? Now we will analyze the situation as we are rightly analyzed. Why do you want that watch, Arjun?
What was that, Anubhavji?
Why do you want to steal that watch? My question is, why?
Because I think it's my watch, because of the wrong belief.
No, you're not thinking it's her watch. You know it's his watch and you find it very tempting. So you want to have it. So you're stealing it, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm telling you, I'm asking you, why do you want that watch? Why? It's not yours, you know that. You have to steal it, you know that. So why do you want it? What makes you want that watch?
The greed.
What the greed, okay, the greed accumulation, yeah. So why is that greed? What is the feeling that you get that if that if you own that watch, you'll get some, you know, satisfaction, right? So what is
yeah.
that feeling? Yeah, so you will feel complete when will you get when you will get that watch, right? It is the feeling, correct? It's the urge in you that you should own that watch, and that will make you feel awesome. Like, it will make you feel very good. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, who are you? You are the body which will wear the watch, or you are the soul which you cannot even see, so the wearing watch, the question doesn't arise. Who are you?
Soul.
You are a soul. And you wanted watch for soul or body?
Body.
Yeah. So you thought that if I put that watch on my hand will look, you know, cool. It will like, it will, it's so cool. The watch is so cool. So you wanted to decorate the thing which you are not, the body. So you have a wrong belief that with that watch, you will look beautiful. And you're thinking will look who you are this body. So this is a wrong belief. So because of wrong belief, only you're stealing it.
Yes.
So again, it's a wrong belief, Arjun. So in any case you go, the sin happens because of wrong belief.
Okay.
Okay. In our position, we're all talking. We're talking of the jivas or the souls who have wrong belief. They do all the sins because of wrong belief. There is no other motivation for them to do sins. They think that body is theirs and to make their body, you know, more comfortable, at more comfortable edge, they do all the sins. Are we all convinced?
Yes.
Hello. Jaimin, do you think what we just thought or what we just think of was the correct thing? It fits your logical mind. Everybody, Natasha Arush, do you get
yes.
what I was trying to convince
yeah.
you all? Yeah, what is it we learned today? That the fathers of all the sins, who is the father of all sins?
Mithyata,
the wrong belief. The moment we start doing wrong belief, we start doing sins. The moment we realize, oh no, it's not me, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not mine, we stop doing the sins. Correct? Correct? Yeah, so the Mithyatva is the father of all the sins. Because of Mithyatva, under the impression of Mithyatva, all other sins follow. So whether violence, theft, falsehood, wrong intentions, accumulation, hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigrah, or krodh, maan, maya, lobh, anger, pride, the cheating, and the greed, all these four kashayas and five sins, they happen because of Mithyatva. Convinced? You all proved it well? Okay, in the next class, we'll have one more such very interesting and funny story of a lion and a monkey. Okay, it's a very funny story. Okay, there are 3-4 stories continuously of lion and monkey. We'll listen to those stories and we'll further, you know, analyze about what we just learned in today's class. But don't forget the conclusion that we arrived at, that Mithyatva is the mother of all the sins. Correct? Okay, I guess today's time is over. So I want you all to remember what we learned today and to remember the 4 slides of Devstuti for the next session. And I want you all to do the homework seriously this time, because we are really lacking in our syllabus, because we cannot finish the portion in hand. So we have to do a little bit serious. If we be serious, we get to listen to more interesting stories. And if we don't get serious, we are just learning the same thing in every week. So we have to move forward. So we have to learn what we have already learned, and then only we can move forward. So you have to do homework this time sincerely. So you all promise to learn it sincerely, to give it a try. Okay, if it does, if you're unable to learn it, it's okay. But you need to try. You ought to try. If you don't try it and you say I cannot learn, then we are at mistake. Okay, so we should try it once, and then we see if we can learn it or we cannot. Okay, but give it a try. You all have to give it a try. Okay, am I clear?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all promise ourselves that we'll be learning. We'll keep in mind what we learned in today's class. In the next class, we'll not forget this thing about wrong belief. And we have a story coming connecting this only in the next class, okay? So we have to listen to the story as well. It's a very funny story. But it's very much revealing, okay? That story will reveal so many things. And we have to learn the four stanzas of this study, okay? So we'll stop here. You all think over the things again. Why do we all do sins? And you will eventually, you know, it will be eliminating you that, oh yeah, because of wrong belief, I am doing all these sins, okay? So, by the way, I'll tell you, this is the chapter of Panch Paap, the five sins that we are doing. And we started with the father of all these sins, okay? So it's not a chapter as a proper chapter. It's like a group of stories that we have. Okay, so now what we'll do, we will do Shuddhatam hai mera naam aur pure soul is my name. Okay, who will read today? In the last class, who read it? Okay, in the today's class, Arjun is going to sing and we all are going to go mute and we'll sing on the mute phone and Arjun will sing on the mic. Pure soul is my name. Okay, Arjun.
Hello?
Yeah, Arjun, start waiting for you.
Oh, sorry, I got disconnected.
Yeah.
Which one am I doing?
You are doing Pure Soul is My Name. You are alone singing it, complete poem. We all are singing it as well, but we are not on mic, we are on mute.
Okay.
Start, Arjun.
Give me a second because I got disconnected.
Yes,
I have to open it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free of agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real, exempt, and supreme is my home. My name is Pure Souls. We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul, and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have spiritual bliss. My home is filled with happiness. My name is Pure Soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Thank you, Najwan. Thank you all. Remember the homework. Thank you. Jai Jinendra.
Thank you,
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.
Thank you.